Comparison is ruining your life. It tried to ruin mine too, but today we're gonna put a stop to that. Can I be honest with you? As much as I study the word, meditate, and pray, comparison has still crept up in my life. And honestly, it's been stealing my joy, my peace, and my focus on God. And if you're here watching this video today, I'm sure it's been impacting you the same way. Maybe you didn't even notice that it was comparison. Maybe you just have been extra irritated and agitated and wondering what's wrong with you and why doesn't your life look like other people's lives, or even why God is taking so long in a particular area of your life. Sometimes we don't even realize that comparison is at the root of these things because it's so subtle. And honestly, we have way too much access to other people's lives. Whenever you're scrolling on social media, you're bombarded with intimate and constant updates about the great things that are going on in people's lives. And you may have been on there just to get some inspiration and quickly left frustrated and overwhelmed. And we don't mean to, right? Again, social media is a good thing. But when it comes to the point where it is impacting your ability to be thankful for the circumstances that you're in, comparison is starting to creep in and is trying to ruin your life. Now, of course, we are not the only people to be dealing with this. Even back to the Bible days, people have been struggling with comparison, and it's led them to one of the most dangerous things that you can do, which is to forget what God is doing in your life, or just to forget God in general. So in today's video, I'm going to be showing you how God has helped me to work through comparison in my own life, and I'm going to be walking you through a passage of scripture which will show the dangers of comparison in a different light. And of course, at the end, I'll give you some practical tools and steps that you can start implementing immediately. But before we get into that, I have to say thank you to today's sponsor, which is BetterHelp. Over the past few months, I've been sharing with you guys that I've been struggling with social anxiety and comparison, and honestly, it was really taking a toll on my mental health. Up until this point, all of the healing that I had experienced was solely a result of the power of God, but recently He opened up a door for me to try therapy through BetterHelp. BetterHelp was actually my first experience with therapy, and honestly, it was life-changing. First, I filled out a brief questionnaire, which included all of my preferences for a therapist, including someone who was Christian. Then I was matched with a therapist in 48 hours, which is about the usual turnaround time to be matched, and then I had my first session 48 hours later. Y'all, the presence of God was so strong in my session that I was literally crying within the first 15 minutes. I cannot make this up. My therapist is such a sweet and patient person who is definitely Holy Spirit-led. She gave me the space to work through my thoughts and the perspective change that I was honestly praying for. I feel like a mental weight has been lifted off of me, and I now have the language to take back into my quiet time to receive further healing. There was this moment where my therapist shared an example for her own life that directly related to a situation that I had not even told her about. Only God could have led her to share that, and it was the exact language that I needed to get out of my head. That's why today I want to talk to you about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform where therapists and clients can communicate effectively to get the most out of therapy. They carefully make sure that therapists on their platform are well qualified, and if you have any questions, their customer support team is right there to help. One of the best features of BetterHelp is that if the first therapist doesn't fit, you can easily switch to another one until you can find someone who you can really connect with. With over 7,000 reviews and a 4.5-star rating on Trustpilot, BetterHelp is a platform you can trust. If you're struggling and you think that you could benefit from therapy, click the link in my description box or visit betterhelp.com/Kyla to get 10% off your first month of therapy. Now, I shared with you a little bit about the area I was struggling with in comparison, which was due to social anxiety, and specifically how easily it is for some people to just be vulnerable and open up to others. For me, you guys know I tend to be a more quiet and reserved person, and I hate the word introverted, but I would say that that describes my normal personality. But in this specific area, I was starting to get really frustrated because it just seemed like it was so easy for other people to just be vulnerable in their friendship and just walk up to anybody and be bold and courageous, even in environments that they've never been in. And for me, it was a real difficulty, and I started to feel ashamed because I'm almost 30 and I felt like I should not be dealing with that. So that's something that I was sharing with my therapist. It made me realize through therapy and conversation with God that the reason why I felt like that wasn't because something was wrong with me, but simply because I was comparing myself to other people. And like I said, we are not the only people that do that. There's an area in your life that you wish that you were somewhere that someone is, or maybe you wish that you were more like someone else. But there's such a danger in that, because what you're really saying is that God made something wrong with you, or what God is doing in your life right now is not enough. And like I said, we are not the only people that are dealing with that. And in fact, God had brought a scripture to my remembrance in 1 Samuel chapter 8. So let's go there now. Now, this particular chapter is called Israel Requests a King. And what's going on is that Israel, which is God's prized possession, they are mumbling and groaning and complaining to Samuel that they want a king. They no longer want God to be their king. They are frustrated, so they're complaining again to Samuel. But I want to read you the exact language that they used. So 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 4 says, "Finally, all the elders of Israel met at Ramah to discuss the matter with Samuel. Look, they told him, you are now old and your sons are not like you. Give us a king to judge us like all the other nations have." Samuel was displeased with their request and they went to the Lord for guidance. "Do everything they say to you," the Lord replied, "for they are rejecting me, not you. They don't want me to be their king any longer. Ever since I brought them from Egypt, they have continually abandoned me and followed other gods. And now they are giving you the same treatment. Do as they ask, but solemnly warn them about the way a king will rule over them." Now, honestly, when I read this scripture, it broke my heart because it shows how easily it is to forget what God has done for you and to forget God. And in that place, when we forget God, we start to demand things that are actually idols to replace him. So in this particular passage, Israel has forsaken the fact that the Lord is the one that rescued them constantly, protected and defended them. And they say, you know what? We no longer want the Lord to be our king. We want a human king to rule over us. And it broke my heart because it's like the Lord realized that they weren't just rejecting Samuel, they were rejecting him. They were abandoning him as they always did to go worship other idols. And why did they do that? That verse literally says, we want a king to rule over us like all the other nations. So it wasn't until the Israelites took their eyes off of the Lord that they started to desire something that was outside of them. And that's where idols are developed. Idols are developed when we begin to take our eyes off of God and put them on something else that someone has. So maybe for you, you're in your single season and you've taken your eyes off of the peace and the contentment that the Lord has given you, and you've been scrolling on social media and you see everybody's getting engaged and everybody's getting married, and suddenly you're filled with, you know, frustration, envy, and jealousy, feeling like God has forgotten about you or he's taking too long, and now you wish that your life was different. But it wasn't until you took your eyes off of the promise that God made you and put it on the pace in which he's moving in other people's lives that you started to feel that comparison, that envy, that jealousy, and you didn't even realize that you've now made that thing an idol. And like I said, this video is not to shame you, because I get it. It can be frustrating when it seems like God favors other people more than he does you, or that he's moving in other people's lives, but things are taking a while for you. But you have to remember God's character. God is pure, holy, and there is no evil within him. So if he says that he has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future, that means that your present state that he has you in is good. It's not evil. Even when it feels like it's frustrating, even when it feels like it's taking too long, God has good plans for you. Another example, maybe you've been starting your business and you've been really consistent on doing all the things that need to be done. You're planting the seeds, you're showing up, you're doing the work, but you still haven't seen the harvest. So you go on YouTube or Google and you start researching ways to grow your business. Next thing you know, you're flooded with all of these stories about how these people made $1 million overnight, or how they got 100,000 subscribers or 1 million subscribers in less than, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. And now you're filled with this frustration and this comparison. You're forsaking the work that you've already done, and you're saying, I want what they have. I want to do it the way that they want. Not even realizing that God is blessing the works of your hands behind the scenes. God is setting up opportunities for your advancement. God is working in your heart to keep your eyes fixed on him. Do you see how easily it can be to forsake what the Lord is doing when your eyes are everywhere else but him? When you think about a camera, whatever you put in front of the camera is what it's going to focus on, and everything else behind it becomes blurry. That's how our vision needs to be with God. When our eyes are fixed on the Lord, and what do I mean by that? When we're meditating on His character, when we meditate on what He's already done for us, when we're worshiping and praising and studying, there's no room for all the other things, the noise and distractions. There's no room for those things. They become blurry because our sole focus is on the Lord. But again, because we know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's always looking for opportunities and openings in our heart to steal our focus. When we're focused on God, there's nothing that the enemy can do. He can try to knock on our door and float little thoughts around, but we'll quickly cast them down because our eyes are focused on him. But the moment that we allow these things to come in and we don't cast down our thoughts, then we now have an open door for the enemy to come through. James 3 verse 16 says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Now, what I thought was so interesting about this scripture is that it talks about that comparison is a thing that leads to envy and jealousy. And where there is envy and jealousy, there is confusion in every evil work. Now, confusion is actually one of the fruits of envy. And you see this show up in your life when God has told you to do something and then you start comparing yourself to other people. Like I said, sometimes it just starts off as us looking for inspiration or looking for knowledge. And then we end up being overconsumed with information that leads us to this place of envy and feeling like we're doing something wrong. It is in that place where we start to become confused about what we heard, right? So wherever you find confusion, wherever you find that type of frustration, wherever you find yourself in idolatry and focus on all these other things besides God, that's how you can tell that envy and jealousy are at the root of those things. And you only experience that when you think that you should be somewhere else that God has not designed for you. It's only when you take your eyes off of God. So with all of those things being said, how can we protect ourselves from comparison when we are constantly exposed to all of this information in this online space? The first thing that we have to do is use our authority to cast down our thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 tells us to cast down every imagination and everything that tries to exalt itself up against the knowledge of God. What does that look like? It means that when you hear a thought coming and it does not align with God, let's say you hear a thought that says, see, so-and-so is already moving faster than you and you've been doing this for a long time, something must be wrong with you. You say, skirt. Where did that thought come from? That does not sound like how God speaks to me. Therefore, it came from the enemy. So you're now going to cast that thought down by saying, I cast down this thought, insert the thought here, in the name of Jesus. And then you're going to replace that with the truth of God. And one of the scriptures that you can use that I always go to when it comes to, you know, thoughts of comparison is in Galatians, where it says to pay careful attention to your own work and then you will receive a satisfaction of a job well done. That reminds me, okay, I need to take my focus off of what's going on in this person's life and put it back on my life. And what is that going to do? It's closed up that door that the enemy was trying to open and it's recentered my focus back on God. Once you begin to cast those thoughts down, the next thing that you need to do is praise immediately. Show up with gratitude and thanksgiving. It is so easy, again, to get distracted by what is going on in everybody else's life. But the moment you begin to praise and put your focus on God, your language is going to change your reactions. And what do I mean by this? How can you praise and compare at the same time? You can't. You have to do one or the other. When you are praising the name of God, when you are thanking him for all that he's done, all that he is, it will begin to lift your spirits. It will remind you that God is a good God, that God has good plans for you. It will remind you of who he is. And we have to be in a constant state of praise because we have a constant enemy who is trying to steal that from us. Again, this is not something that you can just do in the morning and dip out because the enemy is constantly working to plant these thoughts. He's walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He wants to devour up your joy, devour up your peace, devour up your progress. Devour up your progress, because another thing that comparison does is it steals your progress. How does it do that? When you're hopeful and you're excited and you're planting seeds and next thing you know, you come against comparison. Now you feel like things are taking too long. So you're like, you know what? I might as well just stop what I'm doing because this isn't happening fast enough. God isn't hearing me. This isn't working. And now he's stolen the word that that God has given you. That was the same thing that got you excited and moving forward. So pay attention to those moments where you start to say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. This isn't working. This is frustrating. Pay attention, because that is a sign that the enemy has crept in and he's trying to steal your progress. You need momentum and consistency to see the things of God come to pass in your life. So pay attention in those areas where those feel challenged and begin to praise God throughout your day. If you're a systematic person, set alarms to remind yourself to pray, because again, we get distracted. We don't mean to, but we get distracted very easily. So you want to be in a constant state of praise. And the last thing that you can do when you're overcoming comparison is to pay attention to what you admire about what's going on in other people's lives. Sometimes, again, we don't mean to compare, and it's something that's really frustrating for us to experience. But there's something that's happening that we admire about what God is doing in other people's lives. Pay attention and remember that when God wants to increase your faith, he will expose you to testimonies of what he's already planning to do in your life. So if you're believing in God for your business to grow and you start seeing testimonies of other people's business growing, God is reminding you of what he's already capable of and what he's promised you. If you start seeing all these people getting engaged and you're waiting in your single season, it's a reminder of the promise of what God is already doing in your life. It's not for you to be like, oh, God is doing that for them, but he's not doing it for me. No, he's increasing your faith. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So when you see those testimonies, it is a reminder that God is increasing your faith. So those are some of the ways that you can overcome comparison, and you can do those things immediately. Pay attention to your thoughts and start casting them down with your authority. Number 2, stay in a place of constant praise. And number 3, pay attention to the things that you admire about other people's lives and use those as testimonies to increase your faith. I love you guys so much, and I'm praying that God will break the spirit of comparison off of your life, that where envy and comparison have come and instill your joy, that God would restore you to your right mind, and that he would restore your focus to him, that he would help you to overcome every single distraction and help you to appreciate what he's doing in your life and who he always has been. I love you guys so much. If you know someone who's been dealing with comparison, please share this video. Share it anyway, because you never know who needs it. And I will talk to you guys on the next video.